Senate Special Committee on Budget to order for June 16th, 2005. Got several items on the agenda, some of which will look familiar. Some of those we'll probably have to do around 2 o'clock. So we may have to reconvene if we get done real early. Reconvene at 2 o'clock to do Senate Bill 152 and 71 due to noticing issues. Okay.
The one-hour notice, Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't apply retroactively?
I guess not. Unfortunately.
I hate it when that happens.
Let's start. We got a work session on Senate Bill 5609, the Real Estate Agency. LFO.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, several of you may recall as the Joint Committee met and held a public hearing on the Real Estate Agency, there was considerable discussion on the staffing levels, whether the industry should be self-regulated, and what the appropriate role of the board was. I know there's been considerable work since that public hearing and crafted the budget note that is before you today, talking about an interim work group that will meet to discuss the activities and roles of the board and the function of the agency itself. I will also let you know that there is currently an internal audit being conducted by the Department of Administrative Services on this agency. We expect that will be done sometime in the next couple of weeks. It's not clear to us at this point what findings will be made, but that report is pending. So the recommendation before you this morning, or this afternoon, is LFO is recommending the standard PERS and AG rate adjustments, and then is proposing that a 15-month operating budget be established for the agency. The 15 months puts it in line with the proposed budget note and the work of the interim work group, that they would all come back and report by September 2006. On the findings of the interim work group, and at that point, additional expenditure limitation could be addressed.
Any questions? I'd like to get Betty Reynolds to come up and speak very, very briefly to the Scott, too, if you want to come up, please. Thank you. Welcome to the committee.
Mr. Chair, I'm Betty Reynolds. I'm Deputy Real Estate Commissioner, and Scott Taylor did prepare a testimony, and we delivered copies to you. He's prepared to
interview
the record if you'd like.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, my name is Scott Taylor. I'm the Oregon Real Estate Commissioner, and I'm going to be very brief for you today. Between subcommittee concerns about the budget information presented and concerns about the disciplinary process related to some substantive legislation, we just want to take a couple minutes to talk about the positive services we're providing for consumers in Oregon real estate licensees. This budget gives us the basic resources we need to protect Oregon consumers and provide licensee services. It's less than the current budget. The agency is efficient and effective, exceeding two of its performance measures, enjoying a 96% consumer satisfaction rate with no hearings cases overturned since 2002, and we're working diligently to reduce investigation case processing time. We're continuing to provide better services to applicants and licensees through computer-based exams and online renewals paid for this biennium. We stress education and prevention through a heavily used hotline. We've had an estimated 91,000 calls in the last decade on that. Anyone can pick up that phone and get their questions answered. We have a widely circulated publication. Our award-winning news journal is distributed to over 20,000 licensees, and we conduct hundreds of hands-on educational reviews of field offices, a process I reestablished when I became commissioner, and random mail-in accounting reports. Beginning in 1999 with Senate Bill 182 and concluding in 2001 with Senate Bill 446, which was successful, we spearheaded legislation which elevated professional standards through increased education and experience requirements. We think it's worked. Since then, disciplinary actions have decreased while the number of licensees has increased. A home is the single largest investment most Oregonians will make, and we're committed to providing the protection they deserve. Why are we needed? Examples of conduct for which we've imposed discipline include misrepresentations, writing false offers, false advertising, failing to disclose known defects, and misuse of client trust accounts. In a recent case in Yamhill County, which is ongoing, the agency worked with the district attorney in real estate fraud cases that victimized dozens of Latino families. The outcome to date, criminal convictions, licenses were revoked, and some restitution was achieved for the victims. We talked to stakeholders, including representatives from several industry groups, real estate attorneys, consumer groups, the union, and district attorneys. The Oregon Association of Realtors has informed us that they won't forward our budget, and they're looking forward to working with us on rulemaking to implement new legislation, and I look forward to working with them. The remainder have expressed support for the agency and or its budget. Attached to my testimony are letters of support for our budget from three district attorneys, one of whom happens to be Senator Westland's district attorney in Deschutes County. We've helped investigate and successfully prosecute criminal cases in their districts. We haven't asked other stakeholders and supporters to contact you, but we can provide you with contact information for stakeholders who are standing by. We have written detailed responses to questions asked by the Ways and Means Subcommittee members and can provide them to you. We want to participate in any solutions and look forward to completely cooperating with any legislative directives. We trust the solutions will fully balance the consumer and industry interests. We believe the governor's recommended budget provides the agency the tools required to continue our important work and respectfully request the subcommittee's favorable consideration and a due pass recommendation. Thank you again for the opportunity to speak.
Thank you very much. Question, Senator Johnson.
I was going to say, in the absence of Senator Westland, perhaps you needed some motions.
Ma'am. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I would move, we have dash ones, right? I would move the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 5609.
Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Yes.
Mr. Chair and members of the committee, the other item that you need to review today is the performance measures for the agency. You may recall from the public hearing, again, was discussing the number of contested cases going to the Office of Administrative Hearings, the change in how examinations are being offered, and their online renewals. So you see three measures being added there to discuss those particular functions within the agency, as well as the standard customer service or customer satisfaction measure that's being added.
Very good.
Despite the fact Senator Westland has showed up, Mr. Chair, I would move the LFO recommended performance measures.
Thank you. Any discussion? Any objection? Seeing none, so ordered.
It's fairly lackluster motion, don't you agree, Mr. Chair?
Mr. Chair,
timely.
I'll try to redeem myself in the next one.
Thank you.
Are you looking for
Yes,
more?
Sir. Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, I would move Senate Bill 5609 as amended to the Senate Special Committee on Budget with a due pass recommendation.
Sounds good. Any further discussion? Any objection? None, sort. Thank you very much for your patience. All right. Let's go to Senate Bill 636. Public hearing. We'll open the public hearing on that then. Anyone want to testify on that very briefly?
Mr. Chair, as they're coming up, do you need a volunteer carrier for this?
Yes.
I'll do it.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that, Senator. Go right ahead, Pat.
Thank you. For the record, my name is Pat Schwach. I'm executive director for Manufactured Homeowners. I'm the resident tenant side of this arrangement. I see no point in going through all of this bill. It's much too wordy to fool with. I think most of you have heard some of it at least. It's a coalition bill that's been agreed to by about 14 people, if you can believe a thing like that. What we'd like to see is to get this thing moving and finish the job we started.
Great work. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
I'm Chuck Carpenter, Executive Director of Manufactured Housing Communities of Oregon, representing the community owners of this equation. And we've worked with residents since June of 2004. We've had about 16 meetings. We've come up with a good piece of legislation, and I think it speaks well of the legislation that both the homeowners and the community owners are in agreement on this bill. And at this point, we'd just like to move it forward.
Thank you very much. Yeah, this is very impressive. I think all of us here that have been in the process very impressed with the collegiality and the bill itself, the comprehensive nature. It's just very impressive to see this come after so many sessions of everyone trying to work together to see it finally come to fruition. I appreciate all your efforts very, very much.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Okay, we need a motion.
Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
With heartfelt passion and every fiber in my body, I move Senate Bill 636 as amended to the full Senate committee with a due pass recommendation.
Very good. Any other discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered.
Now, that's a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if I may ask the committee if you could get that scheduled for tomorrow, that we'd be very appreciative.
We'll see what we can do.
The time is of the essence.
Thank you. I'll be glad to carry that bill with all the passion and emotion that he
just
threw.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. I'm proud to carry this. I mean, you guys have done great. I mean, this is really amazing.
Thank you.
Shift gears here. All right, next bill on our agenda is Senate Bill 838, open public hearing work session. Going to, anyone need to testify in favor of this? Good, that's what I'd like to see. All right, we'll go right into the work session then. LFO.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, what you have in front of you is an amendment to Senate Bill 838 that deletes the $2 million lottery funds that were allocated and limited for the commercialized research fund. That issue, the funding for that is proposed to be included in Senate Bill 853, which a couple of the members of this committee could speak to much better than I could. And therefore, the recommendation is to delete lines 6 through 9 on page 13 of the bill.
Mr. Chair, I would move the dash 5.
Dash 4s.
Dash 4s. I'm sorry.
Okay, any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Further discussion on the bill? This is a good piece of legislation. I appreciate a member in the audience and members here that have worked hard in this whole effort. I think it speaks well to Oregon, gives us a chance to compete in some pretty interesting areas, and I'm looking forward to the companion piece, Senate Bill 853, which members here have also worked on. So this is talk about what we're doing this session. This is one of the very good things, I think, that we are going to be accomplishing this session. Further discussion? Is there a motion to move Senate Bill 838 as amended to the floor?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Motion has been made. Discussion? Objection? Seeing none? So ordered.
Carrier.
Senator Morris, would you like to carry this?
Well, I would be delighted and honored. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Sure. We're going to have to recess for a little bit to 2 o'clock. Staff, as you know, is working extremely hard. Some late notice on 152 and 71. So we'll recess, come back at 2 o'clock, please. If anyone could be here on time, we can get out on time, too.
Yes.
We are recessed.